What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees.
Okay. Have you ever heard this expression? He got down on his haunches or his hunkers or his scraunches. You ever heard any of those expressions?
No, I never heard that. They always just say get down on his knees.
Okay.
Or his forelegs. Now I have heard that too.
Okay.
They say his forelegs.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy man, woman.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
awful.
Okay. Would you ever use the expressions dutchy, slouchy, or tacky?
Yeah, that's right. He looks tacky.
Okay.
And we have said slouchy. My mama always says slouchy. Fasten up your clothes. Don't be looking slouchy, she said.
Let's see. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Dressed up. That's what my mama called me.
Okay.
Dressed up.
And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly, what for his age? He certainly
is good looking to his age.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like lively or pert or spry?
Yeah, we have said he's spry. That's what we call. My mama never said he sure is spry.
Okay.
To be look, you know, be at that age.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is. I say he doesn't do anything but just lie around all day. He's really
lazy.
Okay. Would you say it again, please?
Lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Frog, toad frog.
Well, now what about an insect that jumps?
Oh.
Something that's smaller than a frog.
It would jump around. Bugs.
Okay. Do you all have grasshoppers or hoppergrasses?
Yeah, we have hoppergrass and grasshoppers.
Okay. What do you call it? Let's see. What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
An old house. Meat house, would you have, let me see, I've been toe house.
A what?
Old toe house.
A toe house?
That's right.
Okay. And will you describe a toe house, please?
A toe house, well, that would be where, well, let me see, that wouldn't hardly be it, without being no toe house. Well, that would be where my mama would keep a lot of, her plunder and stuff, you know, look out there in the toy house.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. Uh-huh. I hadn't heard that before.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be, well, in other words, see, they didn't have garbage cans then. But she'd have us put all that old trash and stuff out there in the toy house.
Uh-huh.
That's what they would put that in.
Okay. What do you call a house where somebody might have seen something or heard something? And they might think a ghost lived there.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that house?
It's not a snake house, but it's an old, painted house.
Okay.
That's what my mama said. That's old painted house.
Okay.